The Cripple by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. There was an old manor house where a young, splendid family lived. They had riches and many blessings. They liked to enjoy themselves, and yet they did a lot of good. They wanted to make everybody happy as they themselves were. On Christmas Eve, a beautifully decorated Christmas tree stood in the large old hall, where fire burned in the fireplaces and fir branches were hung around the old paintings. Here gathered the family and their guests. Here they sang and danced. The Christmas festivities had already been well underway earlier in the evening in the servants' quarters. Here also stood a large fir tree, with lighted red and white candles, small Danish flags, swans and fishing nets cut out of colored paper and filled with candies and other sweets. The poor children from the parish had been invited, and each had its mother along. The mothers didn't pay much attention to the Christmas tree, but looked rather at the Christmas table, where there lay woolen and linen cloths for dresses and trousers. Yes, the mothers and the older children looked at this. Only the smallest children stretched out their hands toward the candles, the tinsel, and the flags. This whole gathering had come early in the afternoon. They had been served Christmas porridge and roasted goose with red cabbage. Then when the Christmas tree had been looked over and the gifts distributed, each got a small glass of punch and apple-filled ebleskiwa. When they returned to their own humble rooms, they talked about the good living, by which they meant the good food they had had, and the presents were again thoroughly inspected. Now, among these folks were Garden Kirsten and Garden Ole. They were married, and earned their lodging and their daily bread by weeding and digging in the manor house garden. At every Christmas party they received a goodly share of the gifts, but then they had five children, and all five of them were clothed by the wealthy family. "Our masters are generous people," they said, "but then they can afford it, and they get pleasure out of it." "The four children received some good clothing to wear," said Garden Ole. "But why is there nothing here for the cripple? They always used to think of him too, even if he wasn't at the party." It was the eldest of the children they called the cripple, although his name was Hans. When little, he had been the most able and the liveliest child, but all of a sudden he had become loose in the legs, as they called it. He could neither walk nor stand, and now he had been lying in bed for nearly 5 years. "Yes, I got something for him too," said the mother, "but it's not much. It's only a book for him to read." "That won't make him fat," said the father. But Hans was happy for it.